With his starship disengaged from the docking ring and standing off at a safe distance, he sat in the pilot's seat and watched Alinta's space station blow itself apart, taking the pirate's vessel with it. There was something unbearably melancholy about the silent explosions, so brief and bright against the midnight velvet of space. A funeral pyre should last longer, so the dead could be honored properly. "I am sorry," said Kenobi behind him, "but she was hurt beyond saving." He nodded. "I know. And I'm sorry I had to." "You didn't have to," he said flatly. "You chose to. I don't wish to discuss it." Silence. Then Kenobi sighed. "Was that the first time you ever fought for your life, Senator? The first time you killed?" It was a moment before he could trust himself to answer. "Yes." "I see." And Kenobi probably did. He'd had a first time too, doubtless years before today, but he didn't want to discuss that either. The only person he wanted to bare his soul to about what he'd done, what he'd had to do, on Alinta's space station, was Breha. And he would, eventually. For now, he wasn't even going to think about it. What was the point? The past could not be unwritten. "There is one thing we must discuss, Senator," Kenobi said so politely, "and that is whether or not we will proceed to Zegula." He swung the pilot's chair around. "Why wouldn't we? Alinta's death changes nothing, Master Kenobi. We have the information she procured for us, and while she didn't die for it, she did die because of her work. Work from which I have derived great benefit. I want to see this through." "Are you saying you don't?" Kenobi shook his head. Gone was the smiling warrior who'd stood his ground against terrifying attack droids and pirate assassins. Gone, too, the ruthless interrogator who had closed his heart to the suffering of a dying woman. This man looked almost ordinary and weary to the bone. "You disapprove of the way I spoke to Alinta," he said, hands clasped neatly before him. "I accept that, Senator. But disapproving or not, you must see how many unanswered questions her death leaves in its wake. All we have to guide us is a set of nav-comp coordinates and her dying assertion that this Sith threat is genuine. I find that problematic. Zegula could still be a trap, and leading you into a trap is not part of my mandate." Bail shook his head, feeling as weary as Kenobi looked. "And so we've come full circle, have we? Arguing again about whether my contact can be trusted, whether I can be trusted not to get you or myself killed. Master Kenobi, I thought I'd at least proven myself competent on that score." Even though distracted, he'd left his blaster behind to be blown into random, scattered atoms. "Not my finest moment," he thought. "I guess it's a case of live and learn." "Senator, you acquitted yourself well," Kenobi said with care. "But you could just as easily have been killed." "So could you. So could any of us in this time of war." He leaned back in the pilot's seat, frowning. "Shall I make this easy for you, Master Kenobi? Shall I, in my capacity as a senator of the Galactic Republic, order you to accompany me to Zegula?" Kenobi's lips tightened, and he folded his arms. "I wouldn't advise it." They stared at each other, both hurting and tired. And then Bail sighed. "We have to go, Master Kenobi. You know we do. Neither of us will sleep another night through if we don't uncover the truth about the Sith." After a long silence, Kenobi nodded, so reluctant. "Very well, Senator. We'll go." "Good," he said. "Then give me that data crystal and let us be on our way."